Hey everyone, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. When you think about it, it's so weird, but just as recently as February, unemployment was at near record lows across the country, and the stock market was surging to all-time highs. Just in February, you know, by all outward appearances, the economy was purring like a kitten. There was an abundance of jobs to be had and plenty of money to be made. Yet even then, even in February, why were so many Americans at each other's throats? Why was our country so divided and our politics so polarized? That didn't just happen when the pandemic hit. Those divisions, that polarization was already there. As recently as February, when the economy was surging, it was already there. And it's because underneath all of those outward appearances was a more unsettling reality that our society was going through three revolutions at once. And that's bound to create social upheaval and political turmoil. Even then, we were going through an economic revolution driven by the twin forces of globalization and automation, producing staggering income and wealth inequality. We were simultaneously going through a social revolution where the country's historically dominant group was fast becoming a political minority, creating intensified racial, ethnic, and religious tensions, as well as pronounced rural-urban and blue-collar-white-collar divides. On top of all of that, we were also going through an ecological revolution that threatens life on this planet. The kind of politics needed to solve our biggest problems, that economic revolution, the social revolution, the ecological revolution, and on top of that, the pandemic, and then all the outbursts of anger about racist policing and brutality, the kind of politics needed to solve these biggest problems does not exist. It needs to be created. If we're going to get a handle on any of these mammoth challenges, we had better revolutionize our politics. We are in the midst of an economic revolution, and Republicans say the answer is more tax cuts for the rich, fewer protections for workers and consumers, not to mention the environment, and trade wars fought with every protectionist's weapon of choice, tariffs. Democrats try to stop them as best they can. Republicans respond to the social revolution by insisting we build a wall spanning the nation's southern border and make Mexico pay for it. Democrats do their best to try to stop them. With an ecological revolution upon us, Republicans gamely claim that the climate crisis is a hoax, that the warming that is undeniably happening is entirely natural. Then they pave the way for more reliance on fossil fuel and more pollution. Democrats try as they can to stop them. Republicans are playing offense. They say they are conservative, but their actions argue otherwise. Their actions are reactionary. It's the Democrats who are on defense, trying to keep things the way they've been, trying to preserve the status quo and protect long-standing policies and programs from the wrecking ball. Pretty much the dictionary definition of conservative. So here we are with one party claiming to be conservative, but acting in a retrogressive manner, and another professing to be progressive, but behaving conservatively. One wants to go back, the other wants us to stay put. What's missing in today's politics, with rare exceptions, is an imaginative, forward-looking force with both a vision for what the country's future could look like and genuine faith in America's potential. The kind of politics needed to guide us through three simultaneous revolutions does not currently exist. It has to be created. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.